Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa. We're live at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. What a crowd, man. It's just
right? Unbelievable.
And people are already getting deals. There's Jack Nielsen, the one and only.
Jack, you're it.
Standing right there. I mean, there it's a who's who of fishing here at Fisherman's Landing today. If you're not here, you should be here because the deals are great and the people are great and we're having a lot of fun talking fishing. And speaking of talking fishing, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. We're going to find out what's biting out there today. And today the catch report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the fish pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack your fish, all to your spec. You want 3-mil bags, you want 5-mil bags, you want big roast, 1-pound packed, whatever you want, they're going to cut your fish exactly the way you want it.
The cool thing is when you get it, you open the package, and you just put it on the plate.
Sean is always
table ready.
Yes, exactly. And how true is that?
Yeah.
You literally
totally
open the pack,
table ready.
It goes on the grill.
Yeah.
No trimming, no bloodline, no nothing.
So, yeah,
I love it. Yeah, Fisherman's Processing is unbelievable. And you know what else is unbelievable is their smoked fish, their jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings.
There you go. All right. Hey, it's time for our catch report today. Now, we heard from Mark Wish. He's in Maui enjoying a little R&R, but Mark is told me that there's a lot of 100-pound bluefin his buddies have been calling in, and I'm sure we're going to hear tomorrow from Dave on the FishDope.com report. It's the FishDope.com report this morning, and let's go ahead and go down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good morning.
Great.
Well, fishing took a little bit of a drop. I mean, it is November, so it's going to slow down a bit. Have to do, still doing very well on those rockfish. I see some bonito creeping the count.
Yeah.
San Diego got out yesterday, mostly yellowtail offshore there, so he went back down the island today to take a look around. We'll see how he does there. And then the overnight boat, still seeing yellowfin. Not nearly as much yellowfin, a lot more yellowtail in the mix there. So overall, I mean, like I said, we're a bit spoiled that we're complaining about not enough yellowfin in November on the three-quarter day and overnight there, but overall, it did slow down a bit. We still got some great weather. The boats are all out there fishing, taking a look around. Like you said, there's definitely some bigger fish being caught around also. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You can see our full schedule up there for the half days, those three-quarter days of San Diego still running, the overnight trips, the one day's on that, second tribute. Got to see day and a half's mix in there. Lots of fishing still to be had. Some great weather going on here, so we'd love to get you guys out there fishing. If you don't want to do it online, you can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383.
West Coast Marine.
And, of course, you can always come down and visit us at the office here. But just a quick warning, there's going to be some kind of a race tomorrow in the Mission Beach, Pacific Beach area. So if you're coming to the beach, give yourself extra time. Looks like it might be a bit busy tomorrow.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I'll tell you what, going to be a busy time in Mission Bay. So make your timing right. Right, Marcos?
And also, speaking of timing, don't forget a time change.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ugh. Ricky's favorite day. You get
an
hour of sleep,
man.
This is a good one. Yeah, we get an hour of sleep. So
fall back.
I'll show up and work 2 hours early.
Yeah, so, yeah, tomorrow Let's Talk Hookup will actually be on an hour later. So
yeah,
that'll
there
be
you
great.
Go.
Yeah, and the boats will be running an hour later tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. That's if your clock doesn't reset.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for the reminder there.
Thanks, Marcos.
C4 Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit the best tackle shop in San Diego. Talk to you guys next week.
There you go.
Second best shop in San Diego, Seaforth Sport Fishing, no doubt about it. Well said, Marcos.
All right, Marcos. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Saturday. And I'll tell you what, we're going to continue our catch report today. Our fishdope.com report continues with Mr. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Rick? Good morning.
In the absence of Mark, I'll add a little to our local fishing here. I know at the 277 yesterday, the school-sized yellowfin popped back up. And an interesting note, Mark Levin let me know that they caught one here that must have sunk out with that wind and weather and went down deep and came up with a hake in its stomach, which is something you rarely see, let alone inside a yellowfin tuna stomach.
No
wow.
doubt.
Bizarre.
So who knows what those fish do? They go down to the bottom of the ocean and come back up. I guess they stick around more than we know sometimes. We think they're gone. And like you said, Rick, is it a rebite, or did they never leave where they go for a little while?
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
But starting down at Mag Bay, got a report from Bob Hoyt down there that the fishing's still going well in the Wahoo. Marlin are there as well, and the Wahoo just keep getting bigger, up to 60 pounds recently. Weather's gotten a little bumpy, but it's starting to improve. Over at Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, from Playa Ventura, they reported snapper and cabrilla in the shallow water south of Punta Chivato, some dorado near shore, roosters and jacks chasing bait in the bay, and there's still three whale sharks around. So if you're passing through that way, jump out, get in the kayak, grab a snorkel, do something, check those guys out. That's a lot of fun. Further up at La Bocana, steady yellowtail, some smaller grouper showing. Over at Bahia Asuncion yesterday in nice weather, the catch included whitefish, bonitas, skipjack, calicos, sand bass, black sea bass. So they're getting the full California-type summer weather there this time in the fall with all those regular nearshore Pacific fish. They also had a big wahoo taken there early in the week. Further up at Cedros, Jeff reports good yellowtail fishing continues. Halibut are up on the beaches on the lee side, and the calico fishing's improving. Yellowfin tuna are still within 10 miles of the island, and the marlin's still showing up in the channel there. San Quintin, weather has improved. Nicer this week. Yellowtail back on the bite with bonita and barracuda. Bottom fishing has continued to be real steady. Lots of good reds and lings there. Ensenada, decent yellowtail. Ling cod and rock fishing continues. Gonzaga Bay, we haven't had a lot of good information there, but I did notice that some guys got some good scores of smaller yellow, but there's probably not a lot of people there or pressure, and it's ideal conditions time of the year to be there. So get on it and get down there.
Fantastic. And, of course, Sport Fishing Financial, I'm a client of Rick's, and if you're in need of some financial assistance, which we all need, Rick's a great guy. And, Rick, if we want more information, I want to talk to you about that. I heard you're going to be down at Tackle Day today.
I'm on my way, and as well, I'll be at the CCA, Cypress event, or Cerritos, whichever the two it is. Check that out and make sure. But give me a call directly on my cell phone if you're interested in joining me. I still have a table there with some spots available. On my cell, you can reach me at 949-697-6063.
All right. Very good, Rick. We'll see you down here at Tackle Day very shortly and talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. We'll see you in a bit.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. All right. Fantastic. Well, we're here at Tackle Day. Fisherman's Landing, Kevin from West Coast Marine. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, so you hauled down a couple Parker boats.
Oh, yeah, it was a 23 and a 25. Brought down the 23 yesterday, center console, and had the whole crew at Fisherman's Landing tackle out there oogling and noddling over it.
You had to wipe the drool off.
Tell us about that boat.
That's a 23 center console deep V with a 250 Yamaha on it. And it's got a light green, and it's called Abaco Green, and it has a white powder-coated T-top on it.
Wow.
And got a huge discount on it. I think it's a $17,000 discount on it.
Whoa!
Right. Yeah.
And buy one, get one free.
Yep, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But $17,000 discount.
Uh-huh. And then I brought down this morning early is 2510, which is that walk-around style that are basically the same boat our good friend Scott Sherman bought.
Who's Scott's here?
And
yeah.
Scott's here, I saw. And this one's in that Horizon Blue. It's really,
cool
really
so
pretty boat.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's powered by?
That's twin Yamaha 200s.
Wow.
And those are the digital 200s on there, so we can add a second station on it pretty easy if
really?
We want.
Now, is that inline four that is so fuel good in fuel economy?
Yes, that's the four-cylinder that's been out for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now maybe.
Wow.
Super, super engine.
Wow.
Lightweight and lots of torque and perfect power plant for these 25-foot parkers.
Yeah, and you'll have these boats on display. You can walk around them, check them out, work a deal. Financing right now is unbelievable.
Yep, you can get financing in the 4.5 range right
four
now.
4.5
for 15 years.
15 yeah. years.
And you know what's going to happen. The rates are going to go up soon.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So you can lock them in on a rate on Monday.
Yep.
Before the whatever happens.
And till November 22nd, Yamaha has that extended warranty.
That's right.
Three more years for a total of 6 years.
Additional years.
Additional 3 years on the that's over November 22nd. So
sweet.
Now's the time. Right now is the time.
So. All right, so go see over there, talk boating, and
come
now
down. This is a fun event. Everybody should be here.
And this is the best time to buy a boat because it'll be rigged ready, and you'll be dialed in by next summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next spring, you'll be fishing.
You'll be fishing this winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go out hooping and
absolutely
white sea bass and the whole thing.
All right, ready Kevin, West Coast Marine. Going to be here all day. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Appreciate
Thanks.
That.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Appreciate you coming by.
All right. Hey, well, with that, too, we've got one of our seminar speakers extraordinaire, and I've got to say a very major thank you to this guy. Not only a major draw, but, you know, we talked about Everingham Brothers doing a seminar. They unfortunately had something come up at the very last second. We're very bummed to bail. And so blasted it all over Facebook and everything, and a super good buddy. Captain Bill Kavanaugh from the Intrepid is here doing a seminar today, and that's going on right now. And, Bill, one, want to say good morning, and two, thank you very much because we got super lucky. Bill obviously was one of our first choices in seminars and originally had a scheduling conflict, and it opened up, and just everything came together, and we're super pumped and just want to say good morning and thanks, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
What are you going to talk about?
I'm going to be doing a Wahoo seminar.
Cool.
Talking about the ins and outs of techniques and tackle for fishing Wahoo.
Wow, fantastic. And where is that going to be?
It's going to be in the main stage. That's kicking us
on
off.
The main stage,
just to the right of us around here, kicking us off. And talk about a fish that is worthy of that, probably one of the most humbling, one of the coolest, and yet one of the most humbling fish a guy could fish for.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly.
So rad, so exciting, adrenaline. And this is one of those things where you're going to gain those tips for. Sometimes they drive you crazy.
Oh,
and hopefully, everything that Captain Bill Kavanaugh will be talking about will just kind of edge that off a little bit so you won't be going so crazy when you get bit and the sucker falls off.
No doubt about it. And you talk about talent here at Tackle Day, the one and only Steve Carson, the man. As Ronnie used to say, the walking encyclopedia. I still think that is so true. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. And you know what? At a deal like this, everybody can learn something. I'm blaming Rick. He's got me speaking at the same time as Dave Hansen and the Hoop Netting for Lobster seminar.
Oh, that's scary.
Everybody needs a Hoop Netting for Lobster seminar.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Got them all, but you're going to be talking on which stage?
I'm on the Searcher at 9:30.
Okay.
And I should just ask Rick because he knows what
right.
it is. And I'm on the main stage at 1:45.
Okay, so two chances
yes.
to see
two,
me here.
Two chances. And I'm notorious for bringing like 15 different topics to speak about. And getting to about two. So now I'm cutting it down to about three. And it's going to be jig fishing on 3 to 10 day trips. And instead of trying to hit it all, I'm going to hit three basic things. One's going to be yo-yo fishing. Everybody needs to know that. I mean, you got to have your yo-yo skills down. It's just become the way the boats are fishing yellowtail now, you have to be able to do it. And
there are times when fishing a yo-yo jig is the hands-down best way to get a yellowtail bite.
And I'm going to also hit on another very timely topic, popper fishing.
Nice.
Oh.
And I'm going to definitely have a spinning reel up there on the stage. Maybe for the first time ever, but you know,
no,
we usually don't allow those.
Really,
we usually don't allow
Steve.
Those here at Fisherman's Landing. Like that's usually not something that's allowed.
Wow.
It's time, but
yes,
you know what?
It is.
You know what? If you're going to be a well-rounded angler and cover all the bases, and most importantly, have the most fun possible, you got to throw the popper.
Yeah.
You got to throw the popper.
And the way to throw the popper is on a spinning reel.
It is.
Yes.
It is. There's a few people like the gentleman to my right. That can pretty much throw into the wind with a balsa wood popper with a conventional reel, and that's great. He's awesome to watch, but you know what? If you know, why fight your gear? Why fight your gear? These are not your grandpa's spinning reels. They can absolutely handle big fish. And we'll talk about that.
You can talk about that. Okay,
and,
cool.
And to be a broken record, this is the year of the Wahoo.
How about it?
So I'm going to hit on that too. And if you want to talk about the other 18 topics, I usually try to get in up there. You can either come over to the pen booth, or I may be inside with Rick, because Rick gets to stand inside most of the day. So I kind of like that idea.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Harry,
speaking of Wahoo, there's a
come
question.
On, step up the mic.
There's
there.
A question that I got to ask
yeah,
you, Bill,
go ahead.
Because I'm not going to be able to be here when the Wahoo seminar is going on. And people talk about it all the time in the shop, and it seems like to be the new school thing. What do you think about rigging a jig of any kind? The standard has always been a piece of 90-pound wire, you know, and then now there's a big craze about people tying a heavy piece of fluorocarbon to it in place of a wire.
Yep.
Is that a thing that you like, that you dislike,
yeah.
that you see problems, that you don't? What's your opinion? Because this is something I really want to know for myself, because I'm not going to be able to be at Bill's seminar. So.
Absolutely. There's a bunch of different techniques that I like to incorporate fishing Wahoo, and it's a time and a place for everything. And there's a time and a place when they're a little bit, you know, there's a little pressure on the fish. They're a little bit more finicky, and fishing that either straight mono, little piece of fluorocarbon, or even doubling up with a bimini twist makes a big difference versus fishing
doubling
that 90-pound wire to get a bite.
Okay.
Oh.
So I like to incorporate it all.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in an area that hasn't had a lot of pressure and there's some fish around, you're just fishing straight wire because they're biting it.
Yeah.
But when there's been some pressure on that fish for any length of time and they're around but they're not biting that great, absolutely. Scale down, fish a little piece of fluorocarbon, and it makes a big difference.
And you hook them in the right corner of the mouth or whatever, you get them.
Exactly. I mean, 9 out of 10 times the Wahoo's coming up trying to bite your jig in half.
Yeah.
Right.
So more often than not, they're not going to be hitting that mono and or fluorocarbon. They're going to be hitting it if they're super aggressive and they inhale it. But more often than not, they're going to try to cut that jig in half because that's how they naturally feed.
Can you lose a jig fishing fluoro? Sure. Will you? Probably. But there's little things you can do, like, say, doubling up, fishing a heavier piece that, you know, you're going to at least cut down on those.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there's so many things into preparation with tackle and getting everything ready for a trip. You know, losing a $15 or $20 jig every once in a while I think is worth the payoff as far as getting more bites.
Totally.
No doubt. Hey, we've got a lot of people that want to step up to the mic, and one of them, Harry from La Jolla. Good morning, Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Good morning. All my relatives are on the East Coast, and I and my neighbors are pretty well stocked up in all the fish that I've gotten. Is there any way, coming back from a long-range boat with a catch, is there any way that there can be a benefit of that catch being converted over to Friends of Rollo in any way?
You know, you'd have to ask Mike Lum about that. Yeah.
Like if we give it to the processors and they can then dedicated to Friends of Rollo?
Yeah, I don't think that would be possible, but, again, Mike might know the answer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, actually, Dart, come up here. Dart has the answer.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, Bob Fletcher.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's up, Dart?
I can't pass up the opportunity to put in a pitch for Fish Across the Border.
Fish Across the Border. That's where you want to donate.
This great program where you donate fish that you bring back, and it's then converted to cans. The cans go to Ensenada, and once a year we go down and fill food bags, hand them out to the needy in Ensenada, showing Mexico how much we appreciate the privilege of fishing there. And so anytime anyone comes back with a little extra tuna, we would love it.
And you arrange that just with Sean at Fisherman's Processing? Just tell him you want to give it to Fisher?
No, it's for the canning service.
Okay, Fisherman's Canning.
Yes, right. And just tell him, instead of changing your fish for cans, you donate your fish to Fish Across the Border. They'll give you a receipt for the number of pounds.
Okay.
And so that's a simple thing.
Very good. Thanks, Dart.
See,
that's the thing about being here at Tackle Day. For sure. Appreciate that information. Thanks, Harry. Appreciate that very much. Doug, Ruben, are you still around? Doug, come on over, Doug, while you're doing the T-shirts.
Doug's
there.
In the T-shirt line. How about AFCO's $6 shirts today?
$6 shirts.
Wow. Crazy, right?
Man.
Good morning, everybody.
Doug.
Good
morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
My question is about tuna fishing. I just found out that they're catching tuna close by again, so the three-quarter day boat got one or two or yesterday, and I was just wondering, if you're going out tomorrow, which way would you head? San Clemente Island, out 302 area, or more down south by the 425.
Captain Kavanaugh?
Anybody?
You have any
insight
on
that? If I was heading out tomorrow, I'd probably be heading for the hurricane bank because it'd, it'd be a long trip.
Oh, let me rephrase that question. Yeah. If you were going out 60-mile range, you know, one-day trip, where would you head?
I'm sorry, I had to throw that out there. You know what? I'm not really versed on the local scene. I just got back from our first 15-day trip of the year just a few days ago, so I've been a little bit out of the loop as far as the local scene, but I think that there's still some bluefin around out that San Clemente way.
Steve, you clued in on it?
I'm a little bit out of the loop compared to some people here, mm-hmm. but I although one of the boats did get a tuna yesterday,
and a bluefin.
I think they also announced that they're going to fish the Coronados today.
That's correct.
So I don't think they really saw enough to make them go back out there again.
Yeah, because there's yellows back at the Coronados.
Yeah,
back to good color. And
if it was me paying the fuel bill, that's probably where I'd go today.
Yeah, and that backside of San Clemente Island's been good, you know, as long as, you know, the Navy is not doing operations. That's
it,
like
yeah.
Captain Bill said.
There's still some
place.
There's still some big bluefin to be had, you know, like 80 to 110 pounders. So
yeah.
I don't know exactly where that fish is right now, but I think it's out that way.
I was out there 2 weeks ago, and we got to San Clemente Island. And right when we got there, within a mile, we saw a marlin.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to bait it. We threw bait at it, and nothing happened. We went about a half mile more, and we were right on top of maybe a 200-pound swordfish. And we got so close to the swordfish, actually, we could have gaffed them. And we threw bait on it. Of course, we didn't have a mackerel. But I was up on the tower. I spotted them in the gyros. And we turned right on them. We got within 3 feet of them from the bow. And it was a beautiful, glassy day. We did over 40 knots out there on this 28-foot Parker. You know,
very
twin,
nice.
Twin 250s.
Yeah. Hey, anyways, it's November. Time to go fishing.
Yeah, it was incredible.
You know what I do? I would take a look at a good water picture, temperature chart, chlorophyll, see where that good water is out that way, out by the southeast end of Clemente, and I'd go take a look at that most prominent water break or water edge in good, clear water out there. That'd be my best bet.
Great suggestion.
Out there this week.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. Oris from Wildermar. Oris,
Cyrus,
you're, is it? Cyrus?
Osiris.
Osiris? Is that you?
Oh,
hi, Osiris. Let's drop that mic for you. No, yeah, there you go. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Is there any sales on Spectrum Line?
On Spectrum Line?
There definitely are sales on Spectrum Line in quite a few different ways. So one of the cool ones, yes, first off there's big discounts on Spectra in the shop, on Power Pro, iZone, all the Spectra that we sell is on sale, and a lot of it is $10 off, $20 off, $30 off of a spool of Spectra. But one of the cool things that we do for Tackle Days is all of the spools of line that we're using to fill reels with, when we get down to there only being 100 yards left or 50 yards left, something that maybe isn't going to fill a big reel, we save them and we sell them in our outside booth for super, super inexpensive. Sometimes $5, $10. So if somebody wants to just refill their reel, do a top shot, or make some wind-on leaders, we have partial spools of Spectra that are as cheap as $5 that normally would have $40 or $50 worth of line on them, and they're all stacked up on the edge of the counter in our outside booth there.
There you
okay,
go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Osiris.
Cool.
Good
all
question.
Right. Thanks for coming down. Very, very good. Mo, you step up to the mic, Mo. And now, Ken, we want to thank Bob from the Bone Carver there doing this beautiful Dorado. That's second place today. Look
beautiful.
At that. Isn't that great?
Beautiful.
And, of course,
nice.
That pair of Maui Jim sunglasses for the step up to the mic, guys.
Yeah, I want to give a fish report. I was telling the Rockhard Rick that I was down in La Bacana. And it was a full moon, so I got a feeling something happened with the full moon. But we didn't do very well. We got some small yellows, Dorado. We got a yellowtail. But we got two nice grouper.
Great.
Nice.
100-pound and about an 80-pounder. So we got some meat anyway. But
sweet.
A friend of ours went back. We left Tuesday. He went Wednesday. He came, fished Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and killed them. 20 to 30-pound yellowtail.
Sweet. Hey,
everything.
The fish want to bite when they want to bite.
Yeah.
Should have been there tomorrow.
That's my story this year.
All right,
should have
Mo.
Been there yesterday. Or
well, thanks
thank
for
you.
Coming down to Tackle right. Day. Hey, Steve, before you, I know you
before
have a busy
go.
Day today. Tell us what's been going on in Steve Carson's world.
Well, I've been dealing with some family issues, so I'm a little bit out of the loop. Today is actually so awesome. It's like a therapy day.
Okay, great.
Coming here, it's like a high school reunion homecoming football game. I hate to say this. How old is Rock Hudrick again? No, don't answer that question. But I was calculating the first time I was down at the top of this dock, Memorial Day weekend, 1966.
Whoa!
50 years ago.
50.
Ouch.
Wow. That's pretty cool. What was it like 50 years ago here?
It was busy. It was busy. The big change is almost everybody had one rot.
Okay.
And
that's it. One
most
rot.
Of the time, it wasn't too good. And if you had a diamond-wrapped rot, even one, the captains were like, they're like hoping, oh, I hope that guy's on my boat. Because that guy's
that's a highliner.
That guy's a hot stick. Oh, yeah.
And what was the hot reel back in 1966 here at Fisherman's Landing?
Oh, absolutely, a Penn Jigmaster.
The Jigmaster.
With a steel spool.
A steel spool.
And
I had one of those.
And here's TMI. Here's too much information that you didn't want to know. The local run of bluefin tuna at Redondo Beach in the fall of 1971, okay, the reel, they would only buy 12-pound line. There was no fluorocarbon
days. The local run of yellowfin tuna at Redondo Beach.
Bluefin tuna. Local run of bluefin tuna. And there was no fluorocarbon in those days. You had to use 12-pound line, a number 8 hook with your anchovy. I actually still have a half a box of the only case of size 10 Mustad live bait hooks ever shipped into the United States.
Wow.
And the reel was the Penn Jigmaster Jr., the 501.
Okay.
And that narrow spool, there was something about it, and having a whole bunch of 12-pound test on it, they just blew up like crazy.
Wow.
Now, you could put kite string on them, anything, it didn't matter. So Carl Newell, being an avid fisherman in those days and being a manufacturing tycoon in the medical equipment industry, said there's got to be a better way, made himself an aluminum spool for his Penn 501. And he went out and he was slaying the bluefin, and one of the deckhands said, hey, what's that? Can you make one for me? And by the summer of 73, Newell aluminum spools were a thing.
That's rad.
Wow.
That's so rad.
That is a great little piece
of
history.
Yeah,
because when I was growing up fishing albacore in my teens in the 80s, that was the hot ticket, that Newell tricked out Jigmaster.
And it's all because
with
of the
steel spool.
The blue
aluminum spool.
Because the steel spool, you couldn't fly line your chovy,
yeah.
And the plastic spool, I blew up 7 spools in one day.
Wow. Yep. With the plastic. Wow.
That's the only person would have that. I'm sure you still have it. I'm sure you still have a couple in your bag of tricks.
Oh, you bet.
I do too.
Yeah.
They work great.
So, Steve, you'll be in the Penn booth today?
I'll be on the searcher at 9:30, and I'll be on the main stage at 1:45. I'll be in both the Penn booth, and I'll be back behind the reel counter with Rick.
Steve spends a lot of time at the reel counter. I mean, it's really cool. We at Fisherman's Landing love having him. I mean, literally, you can come in behind the reel counter if you want to know about Penn fathoms, torques, whatever. Steve will be behind the counter like one of us, giving you all the information about the great reels. It's awesome.
Steve, thanks for your annual visit.
Thanks, buddy.
And speaking of that young man, by the way, he's going to be working, that young man that was just Osiris,
yes.
He's going to be working for you in about 5 more years.
Most likely,
he just has to be tall enough to see over the rail.
Exactly.
But if you buy a Penn Fathom or a Torque or an International, free Berkeley Pro Spec. We've got 50, 65, and 80-pound test up to 500 yards on your reel for free.
Wound on today at Fisherman's Landing, done the correct way, which is a big deal. You know, I mean, you're not getting a low-rate Spectra. I mean, it's the premium line wound on by the boys that know what's going on, making the appropriate connections, all done at Tackle Days.
Pretty cool.
Bingo. That's why we're here.
And a deal on the reel.
Don't kid.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
You just have to go and check it out to see what the deal is.
You got it.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks,
very
guys.
Much. Thank you. And, Bill, once again, your seminar on wahoo fishing. Everybody, you correct me if I'm wrong. What is the number one thing people want to come when they come on a long range? Everybody wants to catch a big tuna, and everybody wants to catch
everybody wants to catch wahoo.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, this last fall was exceptional. I've seen a lot of good wahoo fishing over the years, but this year, consistently, the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Consistent.
I mean, guys coming back with multiple wahoo.
We've had consistent, 80 to 100 fish wahoo days.
Wow.
And that doesn't happen all that often.
No.
And it's been consistent all fall long. And the guys are still doing it right now.
It's
been pretty impressive.
And if somebody wants to go fishing with you, you're on the Intrepid.
Yeah, I'm on the Intrepid. Just check out our website at fishintrepid.com, and you can see us on Facebook at Intrepid Sport Fishing, and follow us on Instagram at fishintrepid.
And what's your next fishing trip?
We depart on a 13-day trip leaving on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Right.
Are you going wahoo fishing?
I am not. I'm going to be off this next
trip. You got a trip off?
Sweet. The following trip after that is a 14-day trip. We'll be going down long and fishing that giant tuna. We just got back from our first long trip of the season, a 15-day trip. It was a Catchy Tackle sponsor trip, and it was pretty incredible. We had 17 fish over 200 pounds.
Wait a minute.
Our biggest one was 280. We had a 255. We had a 240-something. We had consistently good fishing on 120 to 200-pound yellowfin tuna the whole time.
Awesome. And that lower ridge or all the way down?
We were down at the hurricane bank.
At the hurricane bank.
Yes.
Awesome. Wow.
It was incredible.
I had no idea you guys walloped them like that, so it's good fishing.
It was very good fishing.
That's the first check of anybody for the year, right?
That was the first we had the first long trip of any boat in the fleet, yes, and it was very good.
You liked what you saw.
I definitely liked what I saw.
I liked what you saw.
And then another side note is there's some big fish down on those lower banks right now, too.
It's just
kind of starting to materialize as of about a week or 10 days ago.
I know Jeff on the Independence whacked them down there, had some really good fish down there on the lower banks.
Yes.
Season is shaping up really good in that there's big fish everywhere, which is great because you can reach them on different length trips. If a guy was thinking about going on a 10-day right now, there's big fish opportunities, and it allows you guys to spread out and check different areas. It's not like there's one little spot that's holding big fish. I mean, it sounds like it's everywhere. Buffer zone, hurricane, lower banks.
It's the same thing with that wahoo, too, because typically that wahoo is kind of concentrated in one area or another. It's been spread out. So you got, happen to have five or six guys on the same type of schedule. They're all down there on 8 and 10-day trips at the same time. And all five or six guys are having good wahoo fishing in various areas.
That's awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
Indeed.
Cool.
Captain Kavanaugh, sure appreciate your time very much.
Thanks
once again, the seminar, you're going to be?
Main stage, 9:30, starting us off. First seminar of the morning, right on the main stage, Captain Bill Kavanaugh. And again, I got to say a very particular thank you. His first day off in a month. And I came calling the day before we had a seminar council, and I just, hey, is there any chance? And Bill's the man, and thank you very
Stepping
much.
Up.
We're stoked.
Way to go,
absolutely.
Bill. Thank you very much.
Great to see you guys this morning. Thanks
Great
for having
you.
Me.
Thank you very much. All right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information, more stand-up on microphone questions. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're live at Tackle Days on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster so you can get those bugs in the boat. Now the Ace Line Hauler is better than ever with a Bulldog hands-free accessory. It pulls your hoops hands-free and even coils your line. If you're not yet on the Ace Line Hauler team, you must like sore arms. Get the Ace Line Hauler and make lobster and crab hooping more fun and productive at selected dealers or check acelinehauler.com.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar, your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. And I'm telling you, just this morning I was talking to somebody about that Power Pro Hollow Ace Advantage. And when you fill up a big reel and all of a sudden you get in a tangle and you got to cut out a whole bunch of line, what are you stuck with? You either have to tie a knot or you got to replace it. With Hollow Ace, you do a simple splice. It takes about 60 seconds, and you're back in the game.
End-to-end splice has no seams. You can't find it. It's as good as new, and that's the beauty of Hollow. You can add, you can take away. I replace the top 100 yards on my long-range reels every other year, just so it's not twisted and you're fishing with a fresh piece of line.
Yep.
It's awesome.
And if you're worried about the diameter, it's not really any different than solid, right?
Yeah, it's minimal.
Minimal.
To the point you would
very
never
minimal.
Notice.
Yeah, for sure. So you're filling up a big reel. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're filling up any reel that you're going to catch big fish on. PowerPro Hollow Weights.
On sale today.
It's on sale.
Come get it.
Right here at Tackle Day.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the Fall Colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
SRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090 live at Tackle Days. Now there's a crowd. There's some there's some serious tackle buying going on right now.
Serious tackle buying going on. I mean, everybody seems to be buying because the deals are pretty phenomenal. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Captain Art Taylor is here. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Searcher is in town. It's at the dock, and you have seminars being hosted on
the stern
of the Searcher, right?
Yeah, we have seminars today and open house. If you want to come down and check out the boat, pick out your favorite cabin, or our Chef Charlie's down there. He's going to have some hors d'oeuvres going.
Ooh,
so cool.
Charles
and,
is up.
Yeah, Charlie does a great job, and we're happy to have him. And there's, you know, three or four crew members down there. Celia's down there. She's going to be doing a raffle and some giveaways. And so we're going to have a good day.
So come on down to the Searcher. It's right here at the Fisherman's Landing Dock.
Absolutely,
yeah. And you're going to be hosting. What are the seminars on the Searcher, Rick?
So starting off at 9:30 a.m., as we heard, Steve Carson. And Steve Carson does a really cool fishing, as you heard him mention, on jig fishing. From 3 to 10 day trips, yo-yo, wahoo, poppers, everything there. Then at 12:15, Art Taylor and the crew from the Searcher is going to be talking about the style of fishing that they do on the Searcher. Which
so, why don't you talk about that, Art?
Well, you know, we focus on shorter trips, day and a half to 7 day trips, and so we're going to talk a little bit about three to seven day trips.
Just, very nice.
Just you know, a brief synopsis on what happens, starting from getting here and parking to getting your fish processed at the end.
Really nice.
The thing that I'm so looking forward to on that one is that it's Art and the crew, and you pick up so much stuff from a different perspective. Obviously, Art's been behind the wheel of the boat and fishing and information and tackle and all that stuff, so on. But it's so cool to hear from the guys that are on the deck, too, the little nuances and things that these guys see people doing wrong. Like, you know, like Art's quarterbacking the game. Those guys are making passes, and you know what I mean? Like, it's really cool to have the crew part of that. It's going to be a really unique seminar. I can't wait.
Pretty impressive, for sure. And Search is a beautiful boat. The new schedule is out.
Yes, absolutely.
And we have three.
You can pick up a copy on the boat today.
Oh, you have it printed
sure.
already.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's on the and you can book online.
You can book online. Yes, absolutely.
We have it up on our website. Our three Let's Talk Hookup trips for next summer.
Yep.
Our day and a half trips. That's up on our website on our trips page. By the way, our trips page has been fully updated.
Awesome.
All of our trips are there. Ricky, your trip is first, but it's sold out.
Right.
But we have all our Alaska trips, our Searcher trips. Our Mexico trips, our trips down to the East Cape, everything is up there on Let's Talk Hookup site, website, hookup1090.com. But our talk about our 3-day-and-a-half trips. We're going to have some great giveaways on there. Really fun group of people.
Yeah, you know, I think we've been doing those now for 15 years.
Yeah.
And it's a great, you know, introduction to long-range fishing. If you haven't been on a long-range boat before, then, you know, those are great introductory trips. And there's, you know, giveaways. And, you know, we take extra time with beginners and show them the ropes and what happens on a long-range trip.
Yeah, that's cool. But beginner or expert, you're welcome
to
come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Super
great
popular
trips.
And prime time. Middle July and end of August.
End of August, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can book those right online, searchersportfishing.com.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, details are on our website, too. But what are some of the standout trips on the Searcher that are coming in 2017?
Well, you know, we have those ultra-limited load 14-passenger trips that are phenomenal, you know, that everybody gets their own cabin, and there's so much room on a 95-foot boat that those things are pretty popular, and, you know, they're becoming more and more popular. And so those are kind of standout trips, and we have several on the schedule in the fall. So those are we have one in August, a 5-day trip in August. But all the trips are you know, it's our niche, day and a half to seven day trips, and so that's what we do, and that's what we do the best, and so check out the schedule.
It's comfortable, it's great food,
great
it's beautiful cabins, it's just it's a awesome boat. And I know we talk about it all the time on the show, but I need to point it again, if any time that there's somebody that's saying they want to introduce their kids into multi-day fishing. They've been half-day fishing for a few years. They've been three-quarter-day fishing. They want to do a multiple-day trip. The Searcher is always the first one that comes to my mind because Art and Aaron and Ryan and everybody on that boat is so good. Not with just kids, but with new anglers in general.
And really good price, too. I mean, I don't know how you hold your price down
like
that, because it's top-quality long-range fishing.
Well, it's reasonable, you know, we're going to continue to do that, and unfortunately, you know, we have to raise it a little bit each year, but, you know, with the cost of everything going up, but it's reasonably priced.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, Brian Howling, are you still around? Want to have a question for us, Brian?
Brian's AFCO t-shirting right now.
Oh, he's AFCO
next
t-shirting.
Next in line.
Okay, all right, Ed. Ed from Mira Mesa, are you around, Ed? Hey, there's Ed. Thanks for coming down to Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing.
Ed and Brian.
Ed and Brian. Okay, Brian, you're next, all right?
Morning, guys.
Hi, Ed.
Morning. Hey, I was wondering on the hooks and that. I do a lot of calico bass fishing out there, and I'm concerned that, you know, when you gut hook a fish like that, does a chrome hook, does it dissolve faster than the bronze on that?
Art, do you know the answer to that?
No, they're basically made out of pretty close to the same wire. So I think it's probably equal. It's probably equal, yeah.
Yeah, because when you take it out, yeah, I mean, you're just like killing the fish.
Yeah.
True.
On it, so it just doesn't matter then, huh?
You'd be surprised how quickly those dissolve away.
And I'm not so sure that it doesn't fall out quicker than it dissolves.
Yeah.
You know, it deteriorates and then falls out and then possibly, you know, just passes through the digestive tract of the fish and they survive. You'd be surprised.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You can talk to Mustad today. You can talk to Gamakatsu today. You can talk to Owner today.
Yeah, I mean, they're all here.
All of those guys are here. You can talk to the reps, you know, if you want to find out the materials of the hooks, things like that. I mean,
they probably
all here.
Have the answers on that. That's a cool thing about Tackle Day.
All right.
All right. Thanks for coming down. All right, Brian.
I just want to say that it's so awesome that guys that fish calico bass like that release those big fish.
Yes, indeed.
Up,
you know, I mean, that's the brood stock that keeps that fishery alive. And so for the guys that, you know, go out and catch and release, it's just awesome.
And we're starting to see the fruits of the sacrifice of the 14-inch size and 5-fish.
Yeah, I think
the calico bass,
you know, initially it was a hard pill to swallow, but I think that it's going to be good for the resource in the future.
Yeah. No question.
All that 12-inch fish is now up to legal size. I think we're as good and better than we ever would have been before, and you're taking home a nice fish. I agree. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Catch and release is good.
Brian, thanks for coming down.
The flatfall and the Colt snipers with those bigger bluefin around, do you think you need to change out the hooks, put larger hooks on them?
Cap Mart, what do you think?
You know, I don't think so. I think that the ones that the manufacturer puts on those things are sufficient. I think that, you know, you can just take it out of the package and tie it on.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they work really well.
One thing we ran into a lot with the flatfall this year, especially with that big fish, was not a problem in the hooks, but just the nature of bigger bluefin fishing. You know, those things have a legitimate set of teeth on them, and they're so notorious for, you know, shaking their head at the end and sawing that guy off. So when we were catching a lot of that fish that's 50 pounds and better, we were just putting a little piece of heavier fluorocarbon on them, 60,
absolutely,
80, even 100
yeah.
pound. You know, so the hook wasn't the issue, but getting sawed off at times can be, especially the way they eat it on the fall. You know, that
right.
thing is, I mean, it just goes down.
Back of their throat.
Yeah, it's some sort of heavy leader is definitely recommended with those. So we were putting 100 pound on, 100 pound fluorocarbon or just 100 pound mono. And that way you take the abrasion bite off out of the equation.
And the cool thing is you can buy that fluorocarbon, Seaguar fluorocarbon, buy two, get one free.
Well, best deal we ever have on Seaguar fluorocarbon. Seaguar Premier up to 80-pound test is buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
And then 100-pound and up?
Buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one yeah. free. So up to 80-pound, it's buy one, get
buy
one free?
Get
Are
one
you
free.
Kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, best we've wow. ever had
Blue
ever.
Label and Premier.
You got it.
Holy.
Better go.
Yeah. Time to go get it.
All right, Brian, thanks. Bart Hall!
Hey, Bart.
Hello,
what a
guys.
Pleasure to see
yeah,
you here.
Sure,
thanks for coming,
Saturday.
Bart.
Day.
Yeah, good to see Celia still putting up with the art.
Yeah. yeah. Indeed.
Yeah,
what's
after
going
yesterday,
on with you?
You might want to ask her. I don't know.
I know you're getting ready for the big shows coming up. This is the next big show.
Yes, we've had a very busy year. We've added a show in Bakersfield, so now we have a three-show set that we're doing. You would think it would be 30% more work, but it's not. It's like 80% more work.
Because it's a start, right?
It's a start, yeah. But, of course, Tackle Day, if you miss Tackle Day, it's like missing a day at the Fred Hall Show, so I wouldn't do that. And then all these stupid prizes that they're doing with Friends of Rollo, the raffle you have and the raffle that Mike's put together.
Unbelievable.
Got to get it in that. So
The Pick-A-Box. I know he's going crazy on Pick-A-Box over there right now at the Friends of Rollo.
And we want to talk about CC. While we're here too,
yeah.
So you know.
Yeah. So you're going to be around talking CCA. And,
yeah, I'll be around for a little while. Mostly, I came down just to see you guys.
Well, that's nice, Bart.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
What a great event.
It's
yeah.
a fun one.
Really a fantastic and a beautiful day down here at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day. And thanks for being here.
I just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to the Fred Hall Show.
Me too.
We're going to do a live broadcast in Cabo in December for the Sport Fishing Association of California. And then we'll be doing a live broadcast for the Bay Bass event at Dana Landing in January. And then we'll be doing live broadcasts, of course, at Long Beach Fred Hall Show.
Can't wait
so
for
that's
that.
Always
we,
fun.
We might have something new to talk about.
Oh.
For what are the things you really like?
Whoa.
One of the fishing styles you really like.
I like.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Very good, Bart. Thank
okay.
you for
Thanks,
being
Bart.
Here. Ken Ross, you're next up on the mic. Good morning, Ken.
Thanks,
Great
Bart.
Great to see you. Great to see you here down here at Tackle Day. And I know this guy. He's buying up. I mean, we were talking fluorocarbon this morning. I said, just buy it all because you're never going to see it. And it doesn't – the cool thing about Seaguar fluorocarbon, it's not going to go bad.
Never, yeah.
I have
shelf
stuff
life.
That I've had for a long time, and it still is fine.
It's not like mono that breaks down to UV and things like that. Fluoro is a hard material.
Yeah.
What's up, Ken?
Ken.
Morning, guys. It
morning.
Looks more like day at the docks down here. It's wild.
Wow. It's a huge event.
Yeah, it is. Question I had, the upcoming trip, the 15-day in the Royal Star – kind of curious about when fishing a big tuna, if going with a mono top shot or Rick, what do you prefer? Do you go with a short piece of fluorocarbon directly to your spectra, and what kind of connection do you make?
Well, Art, what do you like on big tuna wise, as far as having a little mono going straight from the spectra to the fluoro?
I'm, you know, those fish are tough, and so I like a little stretch. I'm getting softer as I get older. So that, you know, the short piece of fluoro straight to the spectra doesn't work for me. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. So I'm winding on a top shot of monofilament. You know, maybe it's 100 feet or something like that. Not a huge shot, but just, you know, because you don't want to take the line capacity out of the equation. So it just gives you a little stretch, and so it's a little easier on you.
All right,
so
Rick, what do you
consider?
Do?
I'm still the dumb young kid. You know, I'm fishing a longer rod, which also puts more pressure on you, but that longer 7-foot rod also helps as the shock absorber. So I'm fishing a longer rod, a 7-foot rod, and I'm fishing that real short, you know, 20-foot piece. But Art's right. I mean, there's pros and cons to that. The pros are that you have very little drag in the water, so the bait swim's great. You get maximum line capacity, but you lose your stretch. You have more ability of potentially pulling a hook because of that. It's more jarring on you as the angler. So I'm fishing a little bit longer rod, and that longer rod has helped absorbing that shock and pulling the hook. But that's what I'm doing on mine.
Ken, thanks a lot for coming down. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for coming down to Tucker Days.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got: a brand new pair of Maui Jim surf riders, trips on the Daily Double, all kinds of great stuff coming up, including that bitchin' carving from Bob Cox with a bone carver. We got more Let's Talk Hookup live from Tackle Days on the Mighty 1090.
Follow the rest. Same.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish, available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building the high-quality inshore and offshore rods, ideal for the Southern California angler. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguard.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Okay, wrapping it up at Tackle Days, the big winner from the phone calls on going half-day fishing for two aboard the Daily Double out at Point Loma Sport Fishing is Brian and Wildemar. The bitchin' bone carving of that killer Dorado, thanks to Bob Cox Bone Carver, is Brian Howland. And then Maui Jim Surf Rider sunglasses going to Cliff in Lakewood. Guys, congratulations. You're going to love that gear.
Oh, yeah, and I want to thank, of course, Chief Engineer Isaiah and Dick for being here, doing a great job at Tackle Day here. And, of course, the cowboy himself, the one and only cowboy, Gary Vanderlyk, and his assistant, Tommy P., and Dave Dolan for being down here, helping out here. Again, Tackle Day going on all day till 2:30 today, right, Rick?
You got it. 2:30, come down, join us. We got tons of tackle, tons of seminar, awesome raffles going on today.
Deals
galore.
It's going
to be an awesome, awesome, fun show.
I still can't get over $6 top of the line. AFCO t-shirt. That's crazy. And buy one, get one free on Seaguar. Buy two, get one free on most
everything else. Jigs, hooks,
yeah.
Line. It's just an awesome day.
Unbelievable.
Deals on all the reels. We got an awesome raffle ticket going on. It's just going to be an awesome, fun day. Seminars, deals, tackle, Rollo. It's all going on today. And every major saltwater manufacturer is here today.
Yeah. So come on down. Fisherman's Landing going on all day today. Come on down and come on back tomorrow morning. Don't forget. Fall back. You get an extra hour tomorrow morning, and we'll be back in the Mighty 1090 studios tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time with Captain J.J. Garrison. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
the
cool.
One and only J.J., who is a commercial albacore fisherman, of course, formerly a great fisherman here in Southern California, but he's going to have some great insight, and J.J.'s always a pleasure to have on the show. And, of course, we want to thank Adam in the studio there, Mighty 1090 Studio. Always a pleasure having Adam with us. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.